Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Britt Redden, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you today. My husband Chuck and I have four children, Walton, Lucy, Parker, and Charlotte, and have enjoyed our membership here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Chuck teaches the Cornerstone Sunday School class, and I help lead a growth group on Tuesday afternoons. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Saturday, December 7th, and I'm reading Exodus 13, 17 through 22 from the NIV. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By the day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Thanks for listening along. The title of my devotion is Taking the Long Way. I love it when you read a passage you have read several times, but you discover a new meaning. It is a constant reminder that Scripture is living and active, as the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4. Today's passage focuses on God leading the Israelites using a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. As we often see in the story of Scripture, God uses light to lead his people where he would have them to go. In this passage, we see clearly that God is leading his people both during the day when the sun provides the light and also at night when he leads them with the light of the fire. There is nowhere the Israelites will go that the Lord will not lead them. While these words are familiar and the image of God leading his people is always comforting, it is the first verse of this passage that struck me the most. God did not lead them the shortest way, as it says in Exodus 13:17. I am sure that if I was an Israelite in the desert, I would have grumbled and complained and not understood why we were taking the long way. If God had promised a land so great, why must we take the scenic route to get there? But God knew that if he took the Israelites straight to the land of milk and honey, then the Israelites would not have experienced complete dependence on him. To survive in the desert, they needed him to provide manna each morning and water from the rock. They needed God's presence in the pillar of fire and the cloud to protect them, to guide them, and to show them that he loves and cares for them. While the short way would have been easier, God knew that the Israelites needed to learn that life is better spent living in complete dependence on him. During this time of Advent, I cannot help but think how this relates to the Christmas story. God could have sent King Jesus to earth on a big white horse with an army of angels to take back his people. But instead, he chose once again to do it the long way by sending Jesus to earth as a baby to live among his people. Too often, we, like the Israelites, want the short way to the promised land. God knew that, like the Israelites, we need to learn that life is better spent living in complete dependence on him. I pray this Christmas season that you will be struck by the Christmas story in a new way, and that you will be grateful that we have a God who loves us enough that he took the long way, giving each of us a chance to accept him as Savior and spend eternity with him. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for this church and all it means to us. I pray that this Christmas season, you will help us to be struck in a new way by the story of sending your Son to earth to be our Savior. I pray that each of us will accept him as our Savior so that we can one day spend eternity with you. Amen.